Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to the Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online Streaming Radio Station in the nation. The Bronx Buzz is underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. For tickets and information, it's brstage.org. Actor and former WWE superstar Dwayne The Rock Johnson has announced in an exclusive interview with Fox and Friends that he would not be endorsing President Joe Biden in this election. The Rock has seemingly begun to experience the repercussions of what is known as cancel culture, but it seems that he is not letting that get to him. He shared in the interview that, quote, "In today's easy cancel culture world and cancel culture, woke culture, this culture, that culture division, etc., that really bugs me." Johnson stated that his decision came from wanting to be more real and honest, which he feels is more important than fear of being canceled. His change of heart prompted host Will Kane to ask The Rock if he was happy with his decision to endorse Biden back in 2020.
Am I happy with the state of America right now? Well, that answer is no. Do I believe we're going to get better? I believe in that. I'm an optimistic guy, and I believe we can get better. The endorsement that I made years ago with Biden was one I thought was the best decision for me at that time. And I thought back then, when we talk about, hey, you know, I'm in this position where I have some influence, and it's my job then. I felt like that then. It's my job now to exercise my influence and share with this is who I'm going to endorse.
Audio provided by Fox News. Because of his regret around the division caused by feeding into politics, he announced that he would not be publicly endorsing any candidates this time around. The superstar said that he would 100% support whomever the American people choose to be the next president. Euphoria star Hunter Schafer says she doesn't want to take on tons of trans roles. In a new GQ cover story, Schafer stated that she has been strategic in trying to shift away the public's focus from her gender identity as a transgender person. The actress has made it known that she does not want people's conversations on her to solely revolve around her gender identity, as it does not define her career. Hunter also said that, quote, "It's been very intentional. I've gotten offered tons of trans roles and I just don't want to do it. I don't want to talk about it." The actress, who had her breakout role in the Emmy-winning HBO series Euphoria, says she feels a sense of responsibility alongside some guilt for not being more of a spokesperson, especially with being one of the most famous transgender people in the media at the moment. Former Dance Mom star JoJo Siwa is becoming an entirely new version of herself. The nearly 21-year-old is stepping into adulthood with her music video for her new single Karma, which was released on Friday. In an interview with Entertainment Tonight, Siwa told People what Karma meant to her.
And Karma is home. This is new for me too. Part of it's about life and choices you make. Part of it is about things that people have done to me. Part of it might even be about things that I've done to people. So it's, you know, it's a little bit of concoction. And then the video, you know, is all about how karma can't escape her.
Audio provided by Entertainment Tonight. Following her time on Dance Moms, Siwa went on to gain millions of child fans through her YouTube channel and Nickelodeon productions. Though JoJo has referred to the release of the single as the quote beast moment of her career thus far, she claimed that she is still navigating how to appeal to her younger audience while still staying true to who she is now.
The world is today. I do have such a young fan base, you know, and I do have a lot of kids that look at JoJo Siwa and still follow my music from years ago. However, you know, not the same that I was when I was 14, but that's not to say that that's not gonna be anymore. You know what I mean? And so that can live on and people can know that human. But this now is 20-year-old, 21-year-old, here for a good time. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest, let's be real, let's make some art.
Audio provided by Entertainment Tonight. Siwa stated that she has taken inspiration from several artists such as Michael Jackson, Elton John, David Bowie, and Lady Gaga. She also stated that, quote, "Those people for me that were just not afraid. Elvis was the first to not be afraid to be different, to not be afraid to be out there, to not be afraid to take a risk. Now, there is no telling what this new era of JoJo might bring. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea, underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. Listen to The Bronx Buzz every day on The Bronx Retro, WRRC2, or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.